Police in Spain have arrested five more men suspected of links to Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda network. All five arrested yesterday are Spanish citizens who were born in Arab nations. The arrests come one day after a Spanish judge indicted bin Laden and 34 others in connection with the September 11th attacks. Katya Adler is a correspondent for the BBC and joins us now from Madrid. What can you tell us about these latest arrests?
The Interior Ministry here in Spain said the arrests were made in Granada, that's in the south of Spain, in Alicante in the east, and in the capital of Spain, in Madrid. The two men arrested in Madrid do appear in the document that was published along with the indictment of the 35 made on Wednesday. They were also said that they were friends of the accused leader of an al-Qaeda cell in Spain and a Hamburg-based Syrian-German businessman who the US believes was involved in the September 11th plotting.
So we have a kind of a confusing mix of arrests and indictments here. I know that authorities are alleging that the September 11 attacks were planned, at least in part, in Spain, but what evidence are they presenting to suggest that?
Well, Spain, along with Germany in Europe, were seen as key countries for preparing the September 11th attacks. Of the 35 suspects mentioned in the indictment on Wednesday, it's 10 who were charged by Judge Garzón with direct participation in the planning for September 11th, and that's including Osama bin Laden. If you think that Mohammed Atta, he was the accused ringleader and suicide pilot, he visited Spain in July 2001, and he's believed to have held a key planning meeting with other participants in Tarragona, that's in northeastern Spain. And Judge Garzón, when he announced the indictment of the 35 members, said that Spain had been key in the planning of September 11th.
You've mentioned the judge a couple of times, Baltasar Garzón. This is a name that is familiar to people who followed a couple of famous cases recently.
Absolutely. Baltasar Garzón most notably spearheaded the campaign to extradite the former Chilean military ruler, General Augusto Pinochet, from London to Spain for human rights abuses. Now, he actually failed in the end. General Pinochet was allowed to return to Chile on the grounds of ill health, but it was Judge Garzón who helped convince the British authorities to arrest the general in the first place. That was in 1998. Here in Spain, actually, he gained notoriety in the 1980s. That was a time when you had semi-official death squads operating in Spain's Basque region, and he spearheaded some investigations into that, leading to some politicians resigning. So when a man such as Baltasar Garzón organises the indictment of 35 people, including Osama bin Laden, and is organising the arrest of a supposed al-Qaeda cell in Spain, Spaniards shrug their shoulders and say, oh, this is Garzón again. He's known to be a bit of a star judge and somebody who courts the media as well as tries to crack down on crime.
And we should mention a Spanish judge is a little more like, in some ways, an American prosecutor. He doesn't just judge over courtroom cases. He actually goes out and seeks indictments.
In Spain, a judge has investigative powers. Judge Garzón is one of these investigative judges. He and his team put together enough evidence to issue this indictment for the 35 men on Wednesday.
Katya Adler is a correspondent for the BBC in Madrid. Katya, thanks very much.
Thank you.